Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Eric Semmel having tech problems.
It's just time. It's a time
having
issue.
Having tech problems. Listen, it's going to be cold outside. We were just outside. Tommy didn't show up today. Mm. There's no wind right now, but it's cold. Where do you live again?
I'm in Southington.
Does it get cold there?
Yep. It sure does.
People's Republic of Southington?
Yes. No, no. Come on.
So, listen, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays here at WTIC. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers joining us here for Tech Tuesday. So, porn and Florida.
Yeah.
Now, the age things for yes. anything, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, pornography.
Gambling.
They just tell you, are you 21? You say yes, and right. that's it. So why would Pornhub pull out of Florida just because they changed the rules?
Well, it's going to cost them a lot of money if you turn out to be not 18. So $50,000 fines, I guess, per instance. So it's a serious thing. Florida's
what are you first of all, what are you laughing at, Matt? Okay. Okay.
It's pretty serious. I mean, they want to protect the kids, right? So you don't want to have these kids having access to this material, and Florida's got their new rule. So what's happening is everyone's jumping over to VPNs, right? There's a 1,100% increase in VPN usage in Florida. So you can actually connect your VPN.
So that's a virtual private network.
Yep.
So that's you buy it?
You buy that service, and then, of course, when you log in, you can choose a state you want to act like you're coming from. All a VPN is you're poking out in a different spot, and so you're surfing from, name the state.
So that's a way to
California.
Bypass it.
That's what these people are doing, and it's happening for gambling sites and porn sites. There's other ways to do age verification, but Pornhub doesn't want to go after the way they don't want to comply with the way Florida's doing. So they're saying, well, we'll just take it away. They're hoping that the public will simply push the legislators to
and there's multiple that. States that they've done this in. Instead yeah. of bother with it, I guess they can still do their business, or they just rely on people to find other means
ways.
To consume yeah. it. But it seems funny we're talking about porn and access. But the thing about it is we've had these broader conversations about banning social media until certain ages, like they've right. they're talking about in Australia or whatever.
Right.
And if you don't have ways that work in terms of actually executing it, then the laws don't matter.
Exactly. And that's where these laws have to come into play. Again, these legislators are not really tech savvy. That's a good start. I mean, it's the year 2025 and they're saying children shouldn't access porn. Hey, hooray.
Yeah.
Oh, great job. But really, they don't understand that you have to put in different methods of requirements for these sites to do it. And the sites are saying, fine, I won't comply. I can make money elsewhere. So they need to tell these sites they have to comply in different ways. And of course, the sites are saying they don't want to manage the data. They think it's too risky to manage the data of whoever's logging in and have your birth date and your social security yeah. number or whatever they're going to ask for to verify your name.
And they also they pulled out of Kentucky, Indiana, yeah. Idaho, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, North Carolina, Montana, Mississippi, Virginia, Arkansas, and Utah. And
right.
your point is, if you pay for a VPN, can you get it like a Comcast VPN? Or like
well, there's services out there, and a lot of them are even free. So it doesn't even cost you anything in this case. So the other issue, the joke in the technology world, is basically porn built the internet. And that's been talked about for many decades. So again, people are understanding technology. So it's a good thing to understand a VPN because you'll be more secure when you use a VPN. But I don't want some 12-year-old, you know, bypassing security regulations here to get access to porn.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is I don't have any idea how, one of my three children is savvy at workarounds, and I don't even know how to access like what that person might be doing, and it's troubling. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers is Tech Tuesday here, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday 9 to 11. The AI and yes. Apple,
yeah.
So basically, if you use any AI, it drains battery, or is it just theirs?
It's theirs in this case. The iOS 18.2, this is a story on ZDNet talking about this researcher was saying, why is my battery always dead? Now, Apple batteries and iPhones has been another issue. I mean, they've been hit for throttling your battery. They've been, quote unquote, helping you by preserving your battery by lowering the amount of capacity. And in this case, you turn on the AI, by default, it comes on, and it's just crunching through your battery. And this researcher is like, I don't even use the Apple AI.
So wait, is there a way to sort of only have it on when you need to use it?
Exactly. You can turn off that within the battery settings. You can turn off whether or not you're going to have Siri or the Apple AI even on.
But of course, Siri still stinks, by the way.
Of course. Yeah.
And then I ask it, I'm driving.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Driving, I'm trying not to do something on my phone. I'm like, Siri, blah, blah. She's like, I can't tell you while you're driving. I was like, why do you even exist?
I know.
But does Siri count as AI? Yes.
Well, I guess, you turn them both off and it helps with the battery. But again, it's back to the technology. This is the year 2025, the latest iPhone. It chews up your battery in no time by having AI on. So, again, where are we?
Yeah.
You know what?
I know you're anti-AI.
Not anti-AI.
I know you are.
I'm all for AI. I want AI to be useful. It's not really that useful yet.
I haven't used it. And it's just, I'm getting further and further away from young people. I just don't have any interest in using it, but yeah. I guess I should.
You're old school.
A lot of people think it's helpful. The other thing is, I thought it'd be a bigger story if some folks in China hacked into the U.S. Treasury. Like, why isn't this a bigger story?
I have no idea. It comes back down to our, you know, the media doesn't even understand these things. But when China accesses the Treasury, this should be a big deal. And they got in via a third party called Beyond Trust. And Beyond Trust, the cloud-based system, allows for remote access to systems. And, of course, the U.S. Treasury subscribed, probably paid pretty penny for Beyond Trust to have this technology there. And they had a vulnerability that the threat actors in China leveraged and accessed the Treasury Department. Now, they didn't get into the accounts and start moving money around. They got into certain machines by leveraging this vulnerability. But you're right, this should be a bigger deal. There's still 9,000 to 13,000 systems that you can see out there. I don't know how to see them, but people have written about how they see them, that they're still available and have not been patched, which means China, whoever wants to leverage this access, can access those systems. So if you're using Beyond Trust as your remote access tool, your remote support tool, patch it.
So we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tap Computers. When you say China or they,
yeah.
Now, I've often talked about how Russia and China, the public-private thing is different because they can just grab the smartest people and have them work for the government, whereas in the U.S., they're usually making billions in the private sector, although we've become better with public-private partnerships and technology, although government's still behind. But do you assume that when an action from China happens like this, that the government is behind it?
Yeah, I always do.
Okay.
It's China. You assume it. That's the whole way a country works. So anything happening in China is not done by some guy in his basement. China either allows you to do it or they don't. I mean, they
control everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's state actor. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And the other thing about this is that sometimes these things are kind of, they let you know that they can do it, but the damage is benign. Could there be, like, there was always this worry about hacking warfare, right?
Right.
But it doesn't. Is that because the defenses are getting better, or like China doesn't want to destroy stuff or steal stuff? They just want to get in your head.
Well,
it feels like they could do more damage. Is my point.
Yes. I mean, they're going to be living on the land. They're going to be getting into our systems. They could be sitting there now living in on the land, living within the actual systems themselves, ready to do whatever damage they want to do when they want to do it. You don't know. It all comes down to your penetration testing and your cleanliness of your accounts and how you're dealing with that as a entity. So you could have plenty of quote-unquote China threat actors sitting in systems right now just waiting to do whatever they're being told to wait to do. So, yeah, I would be concerned about that. You should be. If you even just looked at what Israel did to Hamas and how they, you know, had them buy beepers because they said they were in their systems and then blew the beepers up. I mean, that was like 20 years in the planning ahead of time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest, most intricate piece of statecraft in the history of statecraft.
Pretty amazing. And now you look at asking me if China's in our systems? Probably.
So locally, what else? What's keeping you busy at work?
Just seeing people do stupid things with accounts. If you have a system in your office and you have admin level credentials as a user, you're making a huge mistake. You know, you don't, when you set up users, you set up users like Brian Shackman will log in as a user level user.
Right.
And if Brian wants to do admin level work, he logs into an admin account. You do not give Brian admin level credentials because if that account gets hacked or compromised by a phishing attack, the bad guys can do whatever they want inside your system.
So make it separate.
It has to be separate. There should be no admin level users in your system other than the admin account that you only use for admin functions when you need to do it.
Right.
And also enable two-factor authentication, because if it does get compromised, the bad guys don't have that second factor. So you want
that's
to protect
really
yourself.
Important for small
it's,
businesses.
It's important for all businesses.
Yeah.
Because again, I highly, you know, BeyondTrust and all the other type systems, they get hacked because the bad guys phish them.
All right, Eric, great stuff. It's good. I'm glad you could hustle off the treadmill. He probably just got the message, said, I don't want to do this treadmill anyway, and then
came
in.
I did my 30 minutes.
Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab. Saturday mornings here on WTIC 9 to 11. Thanks, as always.
Yeah, good to see you, Ryan.